Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Sammy Sage.
And I'm Jordana Abraham.
And Aileen is out of office this week, so it is just the two of us, and we've decided to talk about The Real Housewives.
Ooh, my favorite topic. I feel like Real Housewives are like my alternate reality.
I know what you mean. They kind of are my, like, I do work, and then I go watch The Real Housewives.
Right, like, basically. I live in July 2021, but I'm also living in like November, December of 2020.
Right.
Because that's when those shows are currently taking place.
But I'm also sort of living in like 2013 because I'm also watching like the OC. So.
Wow.
So,
yeah, I am jealous. Going on. When I have none of them left to watch, I'll be like, I should watch something new. I'm like, or I can go on Hulu and watch season 3 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right. Well, you know what? Like, what we like. It's just
like The Sims of our time, except for we're not like building the world. We're just watching it
passively. And like, it's soothing to me, you know,
it is soothing. Why is it so soothing?
Honestly, I have a theory. I think that people who like find The Real Housewives soothing typically came from chaotic households. So listening to the women screech at each other just like truly feels like home to me.
So, right, but knowing that you don't have to actually like do anything.
Right, and they're more ridiculous than me. So like it's only feel good TV.
For sure.
I kind of want to talk about just like both shows and how they've like New York and Beverly Hills and a way in which they've mutually disappointed me this season. And that is that they can't stop talking about the same goddamn things every episode. And like something with the editing is, I don't know if they didn't get like other good footage because these are COVID seasons and like there's been a lot of cast shakeups on both ends, but like they keep fighting and they're not even fighting about particularly on Beverly Hills, anything interesting.
Oh, totally. The Beverly Hills thing is absurd. I have another theory. I'm just going to say it to get it out over with. My theory is that everyone on both of these shows was like secretly vaccinated early, like during filming. Because one, they're all like kind of rich and connected enough to be able to have gotten them. Two, I do not believe for one second that Kyle Richards, who cries at like the drop of a hat, wouldn't be like freaking out about being around so many people while filming, just like casually. Like no one ever, even when Lisa Rinna was talking about how like they canceled their trip to Cabo, she was like, because cases are rising, not because like I'm afraid of getting it. Like no one has any fear of getting COVID.
That's interesting. They could have edited that out. My only thing is that like this is November and like the vaccines were not even like done then. So yes, if you were talking about like January, I could believe that. But
that's true.
But the vaccine wasn't done for anybody.
Like, don't you feel like Kyle Richards though, who's so scared of everything, like would be like scared of hanging out with all these people like all the time?
I bet they had like a ton of testing. I bet you like they got tested all the time. Like, and so, like,
that also in, like, the basketball, like, they had basketball bubble.
And that worked.
Like, I know, but it didn't work for, like, football or something. It didn't work for, like, one. But they still went home to their, like, own homes every night.
No,
like,
not for basketball. For football, they did. But basketball, they did not. That was the whole thing.
But I'm saying, do you think the Real Housewives were, like, they were not in a bubble?
I bet you they agreed to test all of their families and, like, didn't.
Constantly?
Yeah, like they can afford that.
No, I know. I mean, like Bravo can afford that, definitely. It just
was doing it.
Right. It just seemed odd to me. Like, if you watch OC, I know you're not caught up yet, but like there is the constant fear in OC, especially from like Shannon Bedore, that she's like going to get COVID. And then she does get COVID. But like, I just thought it was odd that like Kyle Richards to me seems like someone who's like very scared of everything and like very emotional and very like crying about everything. And she just didn't seem to have any thoughts or fears about COVID.
I mean, like, not everyone was like that worried about COVID. Like, there were lots of people who weren't. Kyle does seem like someone who would be, but I also just don't get how she could have been vaccinated if there was no vaccine.
No one is on the show. Can't you see her having enough money where she has some, she got it before the doctors?
I can't see her being like okay with taking something that wasn't FDA approved.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's just my conspiracy theory.
I mean, I don't think they wouldn't do it. I just think like because of the timing, maybe it like didn't
work. Right. They couldn't do it. Not that they wouldn't do it.
Right? Yeah, totally. I think they probably were like getting tested all the time. And like once you know someone's negative, like that day, it does ease you up, you know?
I guess.
And I guess they like probably got tested every day of filming.
Yeah.
I mean, they must have. A lot of these things were, a part of the reason I think the show is boring is because I think they're extending like the storyline of like one gathering over so long. And that's why it's so boring, because they don't want to have to continuously be doing as many gatherings as they might have been able to do in the past.
Right. Although they still seem to be having like parties among just them.
Yeah, but that's sort of like how like we went to the Catskills.
Right.
Without a film
crew. Which actually can give you a lot of drama.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, we did that in October, you know, we just went and all said, like, we are.
Well, what's the thing in Roni that they keep talking about?
What?
In Roni, like,
yeah.
What's the small thing that they keep harping on?
Oh, it's not small, but they keep talking about, like, race and the election.
Well, that I don't think seems normal like, to me.
Well, okay. Here's the thing that's like really bothering me about Roni. I would have loved to watch these conversations when they were happening. Like, I would have loved to watch them talk about the election when the election was happening. But now I'm like, I'm so emotionally exhausted from that election that like I really am not enjoying watching them reliving it. And like,
you're Ramona now. You're like, I just want to have fun.
Yeah. But like, here's the thing. Like, you know, I'm not a person who shies away from talking about politics or thinks like Ebony shouldn't bring up her stuff.
Right.
Like, I don't believe that. But I, as a viewer, like, I wish I could have watched this in November when it was
topical.
Right. When I would have been like so into it. And now I'm like, oh my God, like the election was traumatic for me. You're literally bringing up a trauma for me. And like I just like don't want to relive that moment right now.
Right. I agree. I mean, I think there's definitely something to that where it's like, we just talked about how it's like your escape and like soothing.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see that. Although obviously, like
I talk about this all the time.
How could they not? Like, Ebony is the first Black cast member that Roni has ever had. So like, to not talk about that in the election month of 2020 would be like, it would also be absurd. You know what I mean?
You just have to sort of wonder, like, could they have edited around that, or was that the only thing they were talking about? Like,
that was the only thing that anyone was talking about.
That's true.
Then I do
especially
feel
like New York.
I can understand
people.
Why you're like, this is like stressful for me. But I think for them to not talk about it would have been like, you can't live in New York in November 2020 and not be talking about like this whole.
I mean, now that you're saying it, like, they probably didn't have other footage because, like, that was the only thing I talked about for, like, for, like, the month. Like, it ends every month around it. So I guess I don't blame them.
And they can't talk about, like, anything in their personal lives, really, because, like, what's anyone really doing?
That and on New York especially, like, we have a lot of people who are trying to, like, be sober and get their lives together. And, like, honestly, I'm happy for them for that. But sobriety and getting your life together and serious realizations about the country's horrible history of race does not make for like amazing Bravo, you know.
Well, I mean, Sonia was definitely getting pretty drunk for like, I mean, as much as you're like, please stop drinking, Sonia, like she is most of the drunk content
because like Luann and Leah are sober. Ramona's like, I'm so prim and proper, like I don't do anything wrong. And like, then you have like Ebony who's trying to like, these women are, she's trying to get them to get to know her, and she's trying to like break down her hesitations with them by like trying to make them understand her. And then you have like Republican Ramona, who's like, who probably has like a donation list to Donald Trump, like six CVS receipts long. Like, it's just right. Like, yeah.
Sonia, I mean, like the funniest part of the season thus far is Sonia like freaking out about Wells Fargo.
Oh, for sure. That was like great. That was hilarious. Yeah, it really was. Sonia is like pretty, she seems to really like understand like the race conversation.
I kind of feel like she, I don't know if she like understands it so much as she respects it and like doesn't fully know what's going on.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Like, I don't think she's like enlightened. I think she's like, yeah, like I know like this is something I should care about. Right. And like, she almost seems like too drunk to like really like have like a serious thought about it.
But you're comparing her with like Ramona and Luann, who are like, why can't I call you an angry black woman? I'm allowed. You know what I mean?
I mean, like Luann's thing has always been that she's like completely out of touch with like any sort of reality. That is why it was so fun to watch like Bethany interact with her. Because, right. You know what I mean? Bethany was always just kind of like calling out that like absurdity in Luann, right. Or like, and Ramona, which is kind of why I do miss her. Like people say like it doesn't matter that she's not there, but I do think she added a layer of like the emperor's new clothes of just like very clearly calling out like the absurdities of what was going on. I think eventually she couldn't handle it anymore, which is why she left.
But yeah, well, right. She's the one who like pops these women's like delusions of grandeur, and like that's very important because like that is the TV. You know, right. Like that's what makes it interesting.
That's what they need for Beverly Hills, I think.
Yeah, I think Garcelle kind of tries to be like that. I do. Here's the thing. I think Garcelle is. We'll get to Beverly Hills.
I like Garcelle a lot.
Yeah,
but she's not as good TV. She is. She's not as like. She's not as like almost like Bethany is like a Brillo pad.
Yeah, but Garcelle can be. Garcelle can be like a little rude sometimes, but then I'm like, I don't care. Like, you never know what she's going to say. That's the beauty of her.
Right. No, and I like her a lot. I think she's like a good sort of equivalent, but I think Bethany was more just like, didn't care. Garcelle can say it with like, by like, in like a way that doesn't offend everyone around her or like isn't so harsh.
Right.
Bethany, I feel like whenever she like was saying those truths, she was just like, life is not a fucking cabaret. Like, yeah. Like your ego's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's sort of like the New York version compared to the Beverly Hills version.
That is true.
If you put like Bethany in Beverly Hills, like I think she would go crazy.
Oh yeah, totally.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
I think the other issue with New York is truly like the fact that there's not enough people in the cast. I actually think that is like,
how many people did they get rid of? I don't even like.
There's only five now. There's usually like seven or eight or six.
Who did they get rid of?
Tinsley, Dorinda.
Oh yeah, those were good characters.
Right. So now you have like, you have like they don't have enough people to sort of drown out like Leah's like annoyingness.
Yeah. Okay, you agree Leah's kind of annoying.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think Leah could be good TV, but because you are getting like a triple dose of her right. because she's not diffused.
She can't be
by
like carrying
people.
The show.
No, exactly. Right. Like she can, she'd be great if like there was like 10% less of her and they added another person or two to like. Like, she right. is a good housewife. I don't think she should be off the show at all.
She's too much.
They're showing like, too much yeah. of her.
Like, yes, I agree.
And that's why they need more people on New York in general, because, like, you'd have a similar situation, I think, on Beverly Hills if you, like, had too much of any of them either. Like, right. Rinna. Like, if you had oh, to have, like,
Rinna
triple Rinna.
Rinna is also becoming very... Rinna is also... kind of annoying, very annoying actually.
Yeah, I think have been a feeling on, this is her last. I think this should be her last season.
I think she will not leave. You'll have to drag her out of
leave.
There.
No, she's there's no way she'll leave, but I think this right, like I think my daughter is connected to a man named Scott Disick. Like
right,
as if everyone
like, shut up. Yeah.
Him.
Right. It's also just like she's pretend like and this is great cuz it got everyone stopping talking about her eating disorder. It's like you would do anything to get her press.
Right, right.
Like,
literally.
You would do also, anything. Like, also, I'm sure like, she loved the eating disorder thing because it was, like, her plot line. But it wasn't right. about her.
Also, like, I get that, like, Harry Hamlin is amazing, an amazing, like, chef and a Renaissance man. And he should just open a restaurant in L.A. And that should be their next endeavor. Like.
Yeah, she's, like, Lisa Rinna is annoying the shit out of me this season. I agree with you.
I think that the Beverly Hills cast is sort of recentering away from Rinna. Like it used to be like Rinna, Erica, Dorit, Kyle, and now it's recentering around Garcelle, Kathy, Crystal, and Kyle because she's connected to Kathy. Right. And Erica Jane is like on this island of criminality. And like everyone else and Rinna said, is right. like Rinna and Dorit are sort of like, oh, old news.
I mean, the whole season should be centered around Erica Girardi's divorce. I don't understand why they keep bringing up Sutton walking in on Crystal naked. No one gives a shit anymore. I don't understand. Right. Like the very interest. It's like there's like an elephant, a big right. Erica Girardi sized elephant in the room that no one that for some reason the Bravo editors are not intensely focusing on.
No, it's not the editors. They can't edit something that's never said. Like I'm sure they have taken every morsel that they could. I don't think they're like, doing her the favor. Well, it's just like
that was the okay, difference between okay, like if you look at Real Housewives of New Jersey, when Teresa was going to jail, that was the whole plot. Rightfully right. so. Like that was right. what everything was centered around. Her relationship with Joe and her and the four kids and her going to jail and all this stuff with her brother about that. This is like right. if that happened and everyone was like, well, like, what's Caroline? Did Caroline Manzo make like chicken for dinner again? Like,
right. right. It's also like we're talking about like the promos and we have a to be continued for like Sutton calling Crystal's pants ugly. It's like all she did was call her pants ugly. Like, let's
no one
get
cares.
Some perspective.
Right.
Like, yeah, it was funny the way she said it, but like that's not.
It sounded like a line though. It sounded like a line someone almost like told her to say.
I believe she said that just out of nowhere, but like, who cares? She insulted her pants.
Right.
And we have a woman who potentially stole from widows and orphans who won all this money in settlements. And
Erica's
we're just going to talk about
this.
Crystal's pants?
Erica's probably loving. Also, Erica playing into the like, oh, like now I do my own dishes and it's cool. Like, you know, right. it's cool. Like, you know, I used to have a gardener. Now I live in a house. My clothes have their own room. But like she's, I'm down to earth. I can live with nothing.
Right, right. It's also like I think she is literally using this season to sell the story about I never sold a story.
But they're letting her. Like
yeah, they're letting her because those five okay. Were you do you know how like Kyle Rinna
you told
Dorit,
me this last
yeah they have
of
like
Betches.
A bond where they don't bring up anything called like the Fox Force 5
you if that's so, your like, bond if you're making like internal like deals like that you should all be fired
that is a thing like that that's, I think I'm pretty sure it's like a known thing.
Well, I think that if you do that you should be fired because that's basically just saying like we're all gonna agree to make bad TV. So don't
yeah,
be on a reality
is,
show if you want to make a
like,
deal
we're not,
like that.
They're agreeing like we're not going to let like the really embarrassing things come out.
And
I'm
don't
sure
be on
they
the
all
show.
Have them. Yeah.
Like, Sonia is a very embarrassing character. I'll give you, like, as an example.
Yeah.
And, like, everything she does is embarrassing. And, like, the way she talks about her family is kind of embarrassing. Like, the way her, like, sexual exploits are a little embarrassing, or the way she talks about them. But, like, that's good TV. Like, if so, like, if she weren't talking, like, you know what I mean? There's so much there.
That's how many, that's how we've gotten, like, amazing scenes. Like, you don't touch the Morgan letters. And,
right.
Like,
and
like
then the other characters being like, you were married, and then them calling her out and being like, you were married to this man, like, I don't know, like 20 years ago. And like,
right. And the family crest. And like,
right. Yeah, and like, you're not in this family anymore. Like, someone will say that to her.
Right. Like, you can't script that. That only comes from the depths of Sonia's real delusions. Like, right. And like, that's a beautiful thing.
You need Garcelle to be like to someone like Rinna, like, you were a fame whore, and like, you would sell your daughter to like TMZ if it meant like you could get more famous.
Didn't someone say that to her once?
I don't know. I thought I just said it.
No, I feel like someone might have said that to her. But yeah, that would make great TV if someone was like, if someone, when she says a man named Scott Disick, would like roast her back and be like, what do you mean a man named Scott Disick, Rinna? Like, we all know Scott Disick.
Like, shut up, Rinna.
Yeah, like, it's almost exactly. Be like, oh, or if one of them like pretended to never hurt who?
Right. Scott, oh, who? That's right. And also Kathy Hilton, I think you said this first, where it's like, I kind of agree with you. Like, she's playing a little bit too much into this, like, I don't know what's going on or where
who
I am.
Who is Hunky Dory?
Hunky Dory, like
no. We,
right.
Hunky Dory is a phrase that comes from your generation. It's right. Not like you have like Charlie D'Amelio asking, who is Hunky Dory? Like, you know what
right.
I mean? Like,
it doesn't make any sense. It's a little absurd. I do like her because I find her a little soothing in her, yeah. Like, but that's everyone's first season. I feel like they give them the, like, I'm a chill, like, like me, and then we can destroy me next season.
Also, there is so much darkness to Kathy Hilton and her family that, like, why? Like, I get it. We don't need to go there yet. Let her do her fake dumb thing. Right. But there is so much darkness in that family, and I want to see Kyle and Kathy, like, actually go at it for the shit.
They're not going to do that.
Okay, well, like, Kim and Kyle did once, so.
Oh yeah, that was the beginning of the show. That was great when Kim was like,
also, like,
you stole my house, or
like, but then there were also scenes where like Kim would go meet Ken, and like it would, she'd be hysterical crying, and or like when they went to Palm Springs in the house, and yeah. And they made Kim basically talk about like the money in the house, and like,
yeah, that was real.
Right, like, I would love to get some of that.
I think they're just going to tease it over you, like they keep doing with this Erica Girardi bullshit, where every episode's like a cliffhanger about like her saying one stupid thing. It doesn't actually give us any information.
Well, I really do think that Erica like rehearsed this whole, her whole season. Like, I think she.
You think
planned,
she's in
like,
cahoots with Tom?
I do. At this point, yes. This so is the just, one. Okay. So I think that
Tom looks like an asshole still. She's still making him look like an asshole, but not like a criminal.
But not in a way that is new. She's not like
she's never talked shit about Tom before.
She's never talked shit about him, but like as an audience member, you could infer certain things by the scenes you saw of them, and she's now just acknowledging that they made her feel like shit rather than pretending they were fine.
Right. But I'm saying she's never like, personally talked shit about him.
But I think she knows, like, okay, here's what I think. I don't think Erica knew, like, from the beginning. I also don't think that this scheme was, like, a one-day Tom. Like, obviously, there was the first time he, like, moved the funds or whatever. But, like, I don't think he was, like, planning it in advance and, like, all this stuff. So, like, I don't know at what point Erica actually learned that there was something going on with him. But they were apparently served with lawsuits prior to this divorce. So like, I think she must have known there was like something up financially, but like, because you see that she actually has no power in the dynamic, which she now is using as like excuse to get a divorce, I don't think she could have changed anything or like undone it or controlled it. And she was probably just like, okay, like I'll just keep taking this money for as long as, because I can't do anything, like I'm kind of trapped here too. And I think like once the pandemic
hit, it was all gonna like come out.
Right.
She was probably like,
Well, the reason the reason it hit during the pandemic is because the courts were closed. So there were no more settlements for him to like grab a few million dollars here and a few million dollars there.
It's almost like a Ponzi scheme.
Yes. Yes. It was. Okay. It was a Ponzi scheme of like client settlement funds, essentially.
Right.
And he put it in like Erica's company.
Yeah.
But what I think happened like before this season, because they knew that it was like unraveling, I think he probably was like, wants to not, I don't think he wanted to screw her. And I think he probably cares about her. I don't think their relationship suddenly changed and blew up other than the financial stuff. So I think he said to her, like, we need to do this like divorce to hopefully salvage as much money as possible. I bet he has some money set aside somewhere in some shady account that like he said, like, I'll make sure you're taken care of no matter what. And then it was like the least damaging thing they could do for her to just like suddenly want to divorce him. But I think this whole time that she's playing this divorce out, she knows that it's going to all blow up because she knows what the real reason is that there's this like financial issue. And I think like, so we're watching her pretend to be getting a divorce for this reason while also knowing that her entire life is about to collapse and that it's going to come out about the settlements.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a little too easy where she's like, I'm just going to take up tennis because right. like,
it's like, oh, you have this dynamic.
I have emotions.
It's like she, right. Right. Like she's suddenly very upset about their relationship dynamic that she's been defending for years.
But she's also like, doesn't really talk about anything personal really at all on the show, much like all of them do, unless it like is wrapped up in a nice little like package of like, my kids are going to school and like, I'm gonna miss them.
Or it's like this child is struggling, but we solved it.
They're right. They've already gotten over it. It's not right. like,
it's
and,
not,
you know, and we,
it's
and
not no, like, yeah, it's not right. like Rinna's eating disorder is going to be a lifelong struggle. Like her daughter's eating disorder is going to be a lifelong thing for her. Like Rinna's like, oh, we solved it.
Right. And that was like her plot that she again like wrapped up in this nice little bow.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, it makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
That documentary, the housewife one, the Hustler and the Housewife, was like very interesting, I think, in laying out like what this like housewife role like was for her. I think.
Yeah. And I think that they showed that. Like, they showed that she was like, I don't want to say she was like a kept woman, but like, he was funding her career hobby. Like, it was like,
right. That was not making any money, obviously, before that.
No. And right. She also, like, you watched him, like, be a little condescending, and, like, you saw when she was, like, getting the Chicago role, she was, like, very much, like, looking for his approval in, like, right. A fatherly type way. Right, it was like he was, like, her dad, way.
Yeah.
So, like, that dynamic, like, I believe what she's saying about her relationship, but I don't think she was gonna right. leave
I don't
him.
Think she would ever, here's the real thing, is that I don't think she would ever voluntarily leave that much money on the table.
Exactly.
She just wouldn't be like, I'm going to go to my little house and I'm gonna do my own dishes. And like, that's going to be the rest of my life. Just like for no reason at all. So I think that's the real thing that's hard to believe. She's bitching it pretty well. I actually think she's like doing.
Oh, I don't. I think she's doing horrible.
I think she's doing an okay job of like, maybe it's just I like her like tone or like.
Oh my God. When she puts on that tone, I'm like, you have your acting tone on now. Like, I think
maybe I'm just like gullible.
I like when I see her and her like,
but there's
I
no
did
way
not
you go.
Know.
There's no way you go from bringing like an entire, you fly an entire glam squad first class to like Paris, like last year, and then this year you're like doing your own dishes and doing your own laundry. Like,
yeah, it's bullshit.
That just doesn't happen that quickly. Like, I can see like 10 years from now her being like, yeah, I'm custom. It wasn't like overnight. Like
the whole thing
suddenly,
is
right. Suddenly you decided to give up all the money. Like, I don't believe
the whole
that.
Thing is bullshit. Nothing changed other than this embezzlement scandal. Like, that's the only thing that changed. Like, let's be real.
Right. Like, yeah, I mean, it seems a little too coincidental that they happened right around the same time.
Right. I also don't think that Tom like wanted to screw Erica. I think like this divorce was probably he knows how to mess with the system. He probably realized and explained to her, this is the best course of action to save you and you financially.
And maybe from going to jail. Potentially.
Right. Right. Like notice they're still not divorced yet. So she That's cannot true. Testify against him. Like,
yeah, I'm very interested to see how that whole thing unfolds.
Also,
okay.
Also, I just do want to say one more thing about that. If she had like been, if she had really been blindsided by that whole embezzlement, her reaction would be very different. It would be like pure anger. Like, how could my husband keep this from me and blow up our life like this? Like,
right.
That
Not
would
like
be
sadness.
The reaction. Yeah.
Right. Instead of like, oh, it's all falling apart now.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay. Shoot, fuck, marry, Real Housewives scandals. We have you gotten to Brooks's cancer yet?
No, fake but cancer? I know about it.
Okay, Brooks's fake cancer, Jen Shah and Tom Girardi.
Like, meaning, what's my,
like,
what
they're,
am I?
They're scandals. Like, you have,
they're, but
they're
my favorite. Okay.
You have to
well,
shoot, fuck, or marry
Brooks.
Them.
I didn't right,
fine.
See Brooks.
Teresa's okay. Like, I guess, white collar tax evasion or something.
Meaning, like, which is the worst or which would I rather do?
Which would you, one of them you have to be married to for life. One of them is like just an intensive sexual blitz of chaos. And one of them you can get rid of.
Okay. I would marry Teresa's situation because, like, I think she harmed the least amount of actual people. Like, they kept money from the government. Doesn't Jeff Bezos do the same, arguably? Like, Teresa's definitely, like, the least bad in my mind. Then I would fuck Jen Shah because, like, arguably Jen Shah was just kind of running. Like, there's less malicious. No, Jen Shah's pretty bad,
they're
but
kind of,
I would still fuck her.
They're both pretty terrible. Yeah.
They're both pretty terrible, but I think there's something extra terrible about taking, like, settlement money from people who are already victims.
Right.
So that's
but
why
then, but,
I would kill the Erica, right. the Tom Girardi one.
But Jen Shah is like personally victimized. Like, she's going after like old people.
Totally.
She's going after them.
Totally. But she's
to, like,
not going after old people who she has spoken to face to face in her office about their tragic circumstances from like corporate malfeasance. She's just like a standard American scammer to me. Like, you know, she's just like, I'll take anything for the money, like take advantage of the weak. So she's a fuck. And then Tom Girardi, goes face to face with these victims and then steals their money and gives it to Erica's glam squad.
That's true. Erica's like, Erica's job is probably like the least important thing in the whole country. So
yeah, exactly.
It's especially egregious.
What do you think about Crystal?
So Crystal's like an interesting character. She doesn't come off as likable as like a lot of people do their first season.
Right.
She's definitely got some like issues. And I don't, I do believe, okay, I hate that we're even talking about this fucking scandal because it's not a scandal, like the sexual thing or whatever, the naked thing. The
violation.
Yeah. The naked violation. Obviously, like, this is like a literal case of someone accidentally walking in on you.
Right.
Like, obviously, it's not a real violation. That thing is like stupid. And like, the fact that she keeps saying it's a violation is really the only thing to me that makes her like that unlikable is that like, clearly it's not a violation. Like, and it's like so shown up in this way.
Well, I think the thing that makes her unlikable manifests in that violation thing that she makes such a big fucking deal about it.
Right.
And then you have the thing she says about herself layered on top of that, like the way she talks about her like motherhood philosophy and the way she like talks about how she's like she basically says like, I'm a critical bitch. Like, that's what she's essentially saying about herself. And I'm like, okay, like, that makes good TV, but no, it does not make you likable. But I do think she's a good housewife.
Yeah. I think I'm, like, interested to see where they go with her. I mean, it's really annoying because the way more interesting Sutton-Crystal fight, which is where it actually all started, is when Sutton says, I don't see color.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they should have harped on for the whole season. Not her returning her coat and accidentally walking in on her naked. Right. That's bullshit. Like, no one cares about that. The interesting conversation was when Sutton says, it's almost like they're trying to pretend that didn't happen by creating this whole other thing. But, like, yeah, the whole I don't see color thing was, like, the most absurd. Like, Crystal came off likable then where she's like,
totally.
No one says that. Like, it's not philosophy, right, to have. And then, like, that would have, if they kept going with that, I would have liked to have seen them unpack that, not the, like, was she walking in by accident thing.
Right, like, obviously she was walking in by accident. Why would Sutton want to create more controversy for herself? Like, you can see by how she handles it that she would rather crawl in a hole and die than continue to fight with Crystal. So, like, why would she then do something that aggressive?
Right. And like, it's so weird because they gave that like one scene.
Right.
And they didn't I thought that was going to be like, if that was the plot, it would have been annoying that they dragged that out the whole time too. But it would have been a lot more interesting. Do you remember how it started? Like, how did they get into that? Something about Garcelle. It was like her, Kyle, and Crystal talking
about
something
with
Garcelle.
They were all sitting in that bar area.
Yeah. Something with Garcelle.
Oh, they were talking about Kyle's like making up with Garcelle.
Oh, right.
After the reunion thing where she like with the money in the auction.
Yes.
So Kyle and Garcelle made up. Then the three of them are talking about it. And then Sutton says something. I don't know if she says, I don't see color.
Yes. No, she did. She was like, I don't want to talk about this. Sort of had a Ramona type stance.
Yeah.
Of
that
like,
is true.
I don't want to talk about this. Like, I don't see.
Did she say
I don't see color?
She did
say I don't see color.
But did she say that first, or did Crystal say, "Are you that girl who doesn't see color?" And then Sutton said, "Yeah, I don't see color."
I don't remember the exact.
I don't remember which way it went.
She did say in some way, shape, or form, "I don't see color."
But I don't know if she said it before Crystal brought it up and said, "Are you that girl?" Yes, well, I do believe Sutton believes she doesn't see color. Like, whatever Crystal was saying,
she
said was right.
And then they were like, kind of fighting over this, like, that sort of
Southern thing. People assume I'm racist because I'm Southern.
People stereotype me because I'm Southern and they think I'm racist.
Right.
And then, like, that created, like, a weird tension. And then they had the bottoms up thing that she wasn't in on. Oh, and then it was really funny to watch her not get Garcelle a gift and then just try to like leave because she didn't get her a gift.
Yeah. Sutton, like, it's almost like Sutton gets in her own way a lot. Like she.
Yeah.
Like she tries so hard to not be awkward that she is incredibly awkward.
Right. She seems like on the verge of a breakdown like every minute.
Yeah, she does. She does. She's not playing it cool. But I do feel like Crystal like likes that, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she kind of like does seem like she's taking advantage of that. Like she is very, like you said, like critical. Like the violation thing is I think if she let that go, like I would like her a lot more because that's clear. Yeah. Like Sutton, again, if she was like harping, if she kept bringing up the fact that Sutton said I don't see color, that would be a lot more interesting to me than
right.
her feeling violated.
Right. But then she probably knows that would be annoying and like don't do it.
Right. I like that Kathy Hilton just keeps calling her like peeping like Tamina or something.
Oh, Thomasina.
Thomasina. Yeah.
Kathy Hilton is like living in her, I don't know. I'm like, she's,
I think Kathy Hilton's a little bit of a shitster too. Like, she's going to almost be like the new Lisa, I think.
Kathy Hilton is like
she's
aware.
Setting herself up to be a Lisa like character.
Right.
Vanderpump.
Here's the thing. She's definitely, but less lucid.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, less like sharp in her ways, more like casual.
But she weaponizes the fact that she's not sharp. Like, she's not just not being sharp. Like naturally, like she uses that as another tool in her arsenal to manipulate disarm whatever's going on.
To disarm everyone. I think she's going to get very manipulative, like very soon.
Me too. I can't wait. I don't think Kathy Hilton's like a good person. Like that's the
I'm
thing.
Sure
everyone's
she's
like,
not.
I love Kathy, Queen Kathy. No, Kathy Hilton's an actual nightmare. And if you read like anything about her and her mother that they're like obsessed with, nightmares. Like the whole, as you know, I'm a Reddit reader and like people summarize like. Summarize like books about whatever. So there's this book, House of Hilton, which explains like Big Kathy Hilton and like everything that happened to Kim Richards and like what they did in there. There's like a really crazy blind item from whatchamacallit, from what's his name, NT lawyer, who about Kim Richards and like all this crazy shit that happened with her and her life. And like they don't even touch any of that.
Right. That's the good shit. I wish they would talk about that. And Kathy Hilton's like, she has too much money to be this like airheaded as they're like making her seem like almost
I
like barred out.
I believe she's airheaded just in a different way. Just like it, in not a, in the like, way they're making her seem.
In a Marie Antoinette like, like let them eat cake way.
Right. Not this innocent, like, who's hunky dory? Like, that was funny when it came out of her mouth. Yes.
Right.
I laughed.
But it's not
but
true.
I don't believe it.
Right.
Like, yeah.
No, okay. Definitely not. You couldn't be like, you wouldn't be married to like, whatever the hell. I forgot what, I don't know what
no,
his
no,
name
no.
is.
Rick Hilton,
Hilton
I think is like, Rick Hilton is like notoriously dumb. Yeah. I don't think like the two of them are like the two of them I would, are sort of characterized as like fail sons. And like,
oh, I didn't know that.
Apparently, like the grandfather Hilton gave away like most of his billions, and like Kathy and Rick apparently only got like a little bit, not as much as they thought. And the family, the Hilton family, like the older Hilton family, didn't like the way like Kathy and Rick were like taking advantage of like getting special treatment in the hotels, and then how Paris was like acting like Paris in the early 2000s.
Right.
Like that wasn't like the vibe of the Hilton family. So
I'm sure. Yeah. All right.
But
well,
Big Kathy
get into-
was like the one that's like, you have to marry Rich and like have a lot of kids to keep him in.
I could see that.
And it happened
totally.
To all the daughters.
I mean, look at all the daughters. Yeah. It's funny how I just think it's so funny that Kim and Kyle, like, well, not really Kim, that Kyle keeps referring to herself as like a child actress, like she had this flourishing child actor career, like you were in like one movie, no one would know who you are like at all.
No,
like,
Kim was the real
Kim,
the
was,
real
Kim
one.
Was an actual child star. I feel like Kyle pretends like she was also as much of a part, like if I were Kathy and Kim, that would be the most annoying thing about Kyle to me. It would be like, yeah, Kathy is married to a Hilton and that is her thing. And Kim was an actual child star. And Kyle, you played Kim's younger sister in like one movie. And like, that was not, you could have gone to college. You were not that successful that you couldn't have. She was like, and I never went to college because I was focused on my acting. Like in what?
Right. Like when you were six. Like, really?
Right.
Kim, here's what's interesting. Kim and Kathy, Kim clearly prefers Kathy. Kim based on how they all like act about it, like the information we know about their relationships, like Kim obviously prefers Kathy. Kathy probably like loves that. And Kyle puts on the like, I'm the perfect sister. Like, I'm the one with no problems. All my kids are well adjusted. And like, everyone loves each other. And like, it's true. Kyle is the most likable in the scenes with her family, in my opinion. But but clearly between the sisterly relationship, like, Kim doesn't feel psychologically safe with Kyle. And like, you could probably guess why.
Right. Because Kyle probably like I think there's more sibling. I think Kathy is a little too old and a little too rich to have the rivalry that Kim and Kyle had growing up.
Well, I think Kyle is now as rich as Kathy.
But back in the day, I'm saying back when they started, or like back in like I think Kathy is like significantly older than them.
She's like, yeah, she is not like she's a bit older, like a few, like enough.
Enough older where she's in like a different.
And she's only their
half sister of them. Right. Yeah.
So totally. So I feel like Kim, and I totally agree with that. Kim and Kyle have like the rivalry. Kim was ahead in childhood. Now Kyle like loves that she's the one ahead and tries to like do whatever she can, probably without even realizing in some situations. To,
and
like,
they both probably want Kathy's approval.
Totally. Because like Kathy's the one that makes their nuclear family famous because of Paris.
Yeah, without Kathy, like none of them are like famous enough actors to like stand
without
on their
Kathy,
own.
Without Kathy, they're just the real. They're just on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right, totally agree.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, extra dark brews, sours, hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's time to play the At Betches game of the week. This week's game is called Tagline and Bagline. First, we'll take turns reading the housewife tagline. We guess who the tagline belongs to, and then we bag it and see how much money they have in the bag, so to speak. So basically, we're going to guess how much they're worth, but also first, we're going to guess whose tagline it is.
Okay, so the first one, you're going to get this one. I'm an enigma wrapped in a riddle and cash.
Okay, so this is Erica Jane, obviously.
Duh. Yeah. Okay, let's see if you got it right, Jordana.
I'm an enigma wrapped in a riddle and cash.
Okay.
I guess that's true, now looking back on it.
Well, minus the cash. Although, who knows where the cash is. Okay, what do we think her net worth is? I think...
Now or like last year?
Last year wasn't real.
Okay.
I think she has negative money, although I do think she probably has like a cool $10 million in an offshore account.
Oh, sure. I'll go with that. Okay. In 2015, John Girardi claimed he had a net worth of $264 million, but as of today, he is thought to have $100K, and Erica Jane is thought to have around $5
million. Wow. Why does he even have $100K? Give it to the victims. Okay.
I don't know. That's probably the hidden offshore money.
Yeah. They definitely have more than that offshore, though.
So here's the second one. I'm back to bring the Zen. Namaste, bitches.
That's Teresa.
Oh, that's good. I like wouldn't have even thought of that. I guess you're freshly watching Real Housewives. Let's see if that's true.
I'm back to bring the Zen. Namaste, bitches.
Oh, no. Gina Manzo.
Gina, wow. Sean, you got us.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that because I like forgot she was trying to do that.
That's true. I forgot. I mean, I was thinking when you said Teresa, I thought you were right because I was thinking when she was like in jail, she was doing a lot of yoga.
Yes, and bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we think her net worth is? I feel like she has like...
I feel like her new husband has a good amount of money.
Yeah, I feel like she has like $20 million.
I would say like seven.
Okay.
Oh, well, I win.
You're right. $6.5 million.
That seems right to me.
Okay, that is good. Yeah, that does seem. I was thinking if the husband has more, maybe. Yeah, she had
maybe
more.
I think six. Her life. She does look like she is a $6.5 million life.
She does. She does. But if I you threw me off by saying the husband has money.
I thought he had money. I really didn't really say that based on anything. Just a hunch.
Oh,
thank you. But they do kind of look like they live a $6.5 million life.
You know, it's not a bad life. So. Yeah. All right.
Poorest rich person in America.
Yes,
Tom. Would say.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Don't tell me you're my friend. Act like one.
Okay. That is Yolanda Foster.
Yeah. I think it is. Yeah.
Am I right?
Don't tell me you're my friend. Act like one.
It is so funny to be rewatching old Real Housewives of Beverly Hills seasons and watching Yolanda yell at Gigi for eating.
Yeah. It's wild. Like,
every time they interact.
Totally.
Like, Gigi, that is enough carbs for today.
Don't eat your birthday cake.
Yeah, that was what I just watched.
It's fucked up.
Or her graduation cake.
Honestly, seasons like 1 through 4 of Beverly Hills are the greatest thing to have ever existed. Anyway, what do we think her net worth is?
A lot.
Because of...
Muhammad and the kids and the whole... And the foster settlement. I feel like she's got like $100 million at least.
I think she has 50. Divorces are expensive.
But you...
45!
Oh, wow. You win.
She seems like she lives a $45 million life.
That's fair.
Okay. Next one.
Okay. I don't keep up with the Joneses. I am the Joneses.
Is it Nene or is it Sheree Whitfield? I feel like it's Nene.
I don't keep up with the Joneses. I am the Joneses.
Wow, it's right. Nene. It's Nene. And what do you think her net worth is? She's like done a lot since then.
I feel like she has like 30 million.
14.
Okay. I overestimated her.
By twice as much. Does she seem like she lives a $14 million life?
I don't know. What's really the difference between like a $15 million life and a $30 million life?
I don't really know. I feel like it's probably not that different.
I do feel like once you get to 50...
When
and
can
then
you
100.
Go to space?
A billion.
Billions. You need billions to go to space. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am pint-sized, baptized, and highly prized.
Okay, that is Tamara Judge.
I'm pint-sized, baptized, and highly prized.
Oh my God.
I knew it.
Okay, what do we think her net worth is?
Not that much. I feel like it comes from like her like endorsements and her like gym with Eddie. I give her like $5 million.
You give her five? I'm going to give her like, I'm going to give her eight.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see. $2 million.
Oh, wow.
Embarrassing.
Loser. I feel like she was probably making a good amount of money like when she was on the show per episode because she was on it for so long.
I'm surprised she doesn't have more, frankly.
Yeah. Tamara, what are you spending it on? She only really has that gym, I guess.
I guess I don't know Tamara enough, but she seems rich on the show so far to me.
Who knows? Okay. When people tell me I'm fake, I know they're just pulling my leg.
Is that a Viva? It has to be a Viva.
Totally.
When people tell me I'm fake, I know they're just pulling my leg.
Okay, what do you think her net worth is? I have like no concept of what money she might have.
I feel like she's got a lot of money. She used to be married to that guy that everyone in New York slept with. What's his name?
Harry Dubin?
Yeah, she was married to Harry Dubin.
Okay.
I feel like she's got like $15 million.
That I was going to say 15 as well.
20. Okay.
20. Okay. So she is. She could give some to Tamara.
I don't think she will.
Okay. I know I'm a piece of work, but now I'm a work in progress.
I really don't know. Is it like Sonia or something? I really don't know.
I think, what do you think? Sonia or Kim Richards?
I don't think she'd call herself a piece of work.
Let's see.
I know I'm a piece of work.
Oh.
But now I'm a work in progress.
Oh, now it makes sense.
When has she ever called herself a work in progress?
I feel like this, maybe, I don't know. What was her tagline this year?
She's so full of
shit. She's got, I think she's got like 20 million.
She has, you think 20? I feel like she, okay, I think 25.
Let's see. 18.
18, you're right.
Okay. She lives an $18 million life.
I think she kind of lives a little, she looks like she lives a $30 million life to me.
Well, maybe she's in debt. She did upload her $300,000 checking account accidentally to Instagram.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Dylan caught it.
So she has $18 million and only $300,000 in the checking account?
I guess, I mean, you're normal? Not supposed to keep, you don't have to keep that much in your checking account.
Well, I like, keep all my money under my mattress, so.
Well, don't kidding. Tell anyone that, Sammy.
I'm kidding. I don't actually. Watch all these people come and try to rob me and there's nothing.
Don't try to rob Sammy. There's nothing there.
There really is not. Is 300, like, if you have $18 million, is 300 a normal amount to have in checking?
It depends. I feel like if you're spending, like, Ramona, you should probably have, like, a little bit more. But I don't know. Is she buying, like, a lot of shit a lot?
I don't know. It's so hard to know what she gets for free.
It depends how much your, like, credit card bills are.
I have no sense of what she buys, but she doesn't flaunt about shopping on the show that much, like, ever.
Yeah. I feel like 300 actually makes sense for her. I don't think she's ever having a credit card bill that's like way more than that. She's never like buying. She doesn't seem like she's buying that crazy shit.
Whose credit card is
even
close to that? Like,
if you have,
unless you're paying for like a yacht.
Erica Girardi's was probably pretty close to that.
And it wasn't even real. Okay. I think Ramona lives a $30 million life. I'm going to just say that.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see. All right. Last one. The crown is heavy, darling. So just leave it where it belongs.
That is LVP, obviously.
Duh.
The crown is heavy, darlings, so just leave it where it belongs.
What do you think?
I've recently Googled their net worth because I don't believe any of it's real, and I'm pretty sure it's like $90 million.
I was going to say 100. Let's see. Oh, wow. Okay, you were right. $90 million.
Well, I did Google it.
You did Google it, so I won't really, you haven't really won.
I don't believe that they have that money, though. I don't, their money, something about the money doesn't track to me. They can't pay. They don't pay their wait staff.
Sean agrees, but Sean, I mean,
they don't pay their
wait
staff, they don't pay for their produce, and they don't pay their rent. And if you had $90 million, you'd be way too embarrassed about that headline to allow that to continue.
She did exec produce Vanderpump Rules, though. I would imagine she got a lot of money from that. It was a very successful show for like a long time.
Yeah, but she probably got like, but her house and her lifestyle is insane. Her life, like, and I'm not even talking about recently. I'm talking about in the early seasons, they had one restaurant in Beverly Hills and they claim to have had a few restaurants. Although, like, when I Google them, like, I can only find the name of like one or two.
Yeah, there might be a scam there. I mean, she does have this. I was in Vegas and I actually went to their thing there. It's like pretty. It's
that
pretty
wasn't
legit.
There, but that wasn't there in the first season when That's she had true. Like. My thing with what she had the first season was not just the house. Like, the house was insane. She lived across from Adrian Maloof, who owned the like who owns everything.
Like, yeah, Adrian Maloof was like crazy.
$300 million, like probably
more, probably
500. Like, Adrian Maloof has real money, and Lisa with her one restaurant has the massive house next to her, like the chateau. Yeah. And then you see all her jewelry and all her clothing and all her bags, and it's like, how did you get the money for that?
I could
it doesn't really make
I'm interested
sense
to see unless what scams Ken going has, on there.
Unless Ken has family money, which she had never once mentioned. A lot of family money.
I'm sure he has some. I could see Lisa pretending, but she wants to seem like she's her own working woman. But I can see.
Didn't she like say that she met him like he was like a bat, like working at the door of a club? It might have been his club, but like,
no way.
Again, that's not
Lisa
a lucrative business.
I think there's more money than you think, but maybe not 90 million.
Okay, if you had 90 million anywhere, and Ken's above 65, so he can legally hit his retirement counts, would you allow there to be headlines about your business that you didn't pay your employees, you didn't pay for your produce if you're running a restaurant, and
you don't
pay your restaurant's
like,
rent?
I don't know.
Would
what
you be okay
like,
with those things coming out,
I would
or
would
you just
I would
pay?
Not be. I would assume I would just pay it, but I don't know what like their revenue model is. So
it, but even I would take that out of my own money. I would take the probably it can't be more than like $1 or $2 million. And
by
$90 million,
I'm sure it's more complicated than that. It's probably
maybe.
Not 90 million liquid.
Okay, but they can probably
she
get
spends so
a
much
million
she
liquid.
Has, she probably spends so much that she doesn't have that much liquid. But I don't know. Maybe you're
but
right.
If you have
I'm
$90 million, you can liquidate $1 million.
Maybe.
Or you can work out a fucking payment plan with like how to pay for your goddamn restaurant produce. Like, it's just all very weird to me. It doesn't
She's
track.
She's the next scandal.
I think Dorit is. But it doesn't track with how rich they appear to be.
Right. I could agree like, with that.
Like, you don't have fucking ponies at your house and then you can't pay your employees.
Yeah. I guess we'll see.
Okay. Anyway, okay. That was fun.
Yeah. So thanks again for listening to the At Betches podcast. Don't forget, new episodes come out every Thursday. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple or Spotify.
And in the meantime, follow us on Instagram. I'm at Sammy.
And I'm at Jordana. And we will see you next week. Bye.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Dana Samuel. Editing by Sean Kilby and Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.